T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
5:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Tuesday afternoon. Over the weekend, was it 6 o'clock at night, the Richmond Times-Dispatch posted online a correction. I don't know if Attorney General Jason Mejías received an apology, because in my opinion, that's exactly what he is due. The way that the Times-Dispatch went after Jason Mejías for telling the truth about the Democrats releasing felons early, and in one case, at least, this one felon who's responsible for the death of an amazing human being, Lindsey Braun. And they went after Jason Mejías for telling the truth, and finally, after it seemed like forever, there was, quote, a correction. Well, anyway, the Attorney General of our beloved Commonwealth, Jason Mejías, is joining us, and I want to get his insight on this. Jason, thank you for being here.
It's great to be with you. Thanks so much for having me.
I want to know, did somebody from the Times-Dispatch call up and say, Mr. Attorney General, we apologize from the bottom of our heart for screwing this thing up?
You know, they don't need to apologize to me, but they do need to apologize to the Applewhites. You know, they never, ever had deserved to have their pain deepened by this really sloppy, dishonest reporting. Yeah. And you know, I'll always stand up for victims, you know, even if it means I have to suffer being smeared by the left-wing legacy media. But for them to get these phone calls from this reporter's actions were beyond appalling. And it just goes to show you, with some of these reporters, you know, they really care about a narrative. They do not care about the truth, because the frustration here was when we told them, in this case, Department of Corrections, they confirmed this allegation, had disproven this allegation that we had confirmed indeed that this individual had benefited from the, you know, earned sentence credit program. I call it the Ralph Northam early felon release program, because it was Ralph Northam's law that Jay Jones helped champion and pass. They didn't even bother to wait. They didn't even wait 24 hours. Within an hours of them reaching out, they decided to run the story, because again, he may have cared more about being first in a narrative than the truth. I thought it was journalistic malpractice of the worst sort. I thought it put the Applewhites through extraordinary pain that was totally unneeded. I do have to commend the comms department, the communications department, and the Office of the Attorney General for their diligence on setting the truth straight. You know, Sean Kenny and Chloe Smith both did fantastic work getting the truth straight, so I want to thank them. So I was much more worried about the impact this is having on Mindy Applewhite, who lost her beautiful daughter, and we've gotten close, than anything said about me. And I was really mad as well, you know, also for my team that worked so hard and so but you know, the great irony of all this is, by forcing to apologize, I do think in some ways it brought renewed focus on this early felon release program that's hurting so many Virginians right now.
Yeah. Jason Meares is joining us, the Attorney General of our beloved Commonwealth. Look, Mindy Applewhite devoted her life to service of this Commonwealth. I mean, she's just an amazing woman, an incredible law enforcement professional, as you know. And the idea that she had to be re-victimized with the killing of her daughter, Lindsay, just absolutely painful. Now, you mentioned that Jay Jones was part of this, right? He was
yeah.
one of the guys who thought it was a great
yeah,
idea.
Yeah, I mean, he was a champion and voted for it. You know, just so you know the background, Virginia had Truth in Sentencing. You know, my dear friend, Governor George Allen, brought that into office. We're on our RV tour in Southwest Virginia right now. But, you know, he came into office in 1994 prior to Truth in Sentencing. Your average felon in Virginia served about one-fourth of their sentence. So if you're a rapist and you get sentenced to 16 years in prison, you're going to get out in four, right? Wow. And that was this dishonest, lenient parole system. He passed Truth in Sentencing, which says, hey, you have to serve 85, 90% of your sentence before you're eligible for parole. It worked between 1994 and 2020. Crime went down almost every year in Virginia. And then these social justice warriors like Jay Jones get into power, decide that we want to abolish Truth in Sentencing. They pushed this early felon release program. They purposely did a delayed enactment. So it wouldn't even be in position in 2021 when they were all running, right? And we did a delayed enactment. Every year I've been in office, every year Governor Youngkin's office, we've asked the General Assembly to fix this, this idea of getting a day off your sentence for quote unquote good behavior for every day that you're in. It's essentially backdoor parole. Yep. And giving some people, you know, up to 50% off their sentence. And we said then this is going to hurt Virginians. Well, 2023, our first real year, 9,638 felons were released early because of Jay Jones' bill. 49.8% have already, in less than 2 years, been rearrested. That's thousands of Virginians that have been victimized, that have been murdered, that have been raped, that have been robbed because a felon that was supposed to still be in prison got out early. And the great irony right now is Jay Jones is asking Virginians to hire him to be Virginia's top prosecutor, but he's never prosecuted a case a day in his life. And the only policies he's ever advocated for as a social justice warrior when he was in the House of Delegates were policies that make Virginians less safe, policies that hurt law enforcement, policies allowing law enforcement to be sued into oblivion by trial lawyers just for doing their jobs. That's his record. Policies that say, hey, 60 days in jail for a repeat spousal abuser. He said we need to be more thoughtful. He said no for somebody who's a repeated wife abuser. He thought 12 months in jail for an adult that goes on the school property and sells fentanyl, sells drugs to children on school property, he thought that was too harsh. He voted no. He should be running for Attorney General of California, not Attorney General of Virginia. And so this whole episode, I am grateful the RTD recognized that they did wrong and that they reversed course and admitted that. I do think they owe the Applewhites an apology for that, for sure.
Jason Meares is joining us, the Attorney General of my beloved Commonwealth, and we talk about this tour that you're on. You're certainly traveling throughout the state. You've spent 4 years, in my humble opinion, serving as a great protector for the people of Virginia. What are you hearing from folks around the state? What are the issues that they believe are important in the AG's race?
Well, I mean, listen, they don't want a criminal first, victim last mentality from social justice warrior Jay Jones, who's weak and woke and too soft to be attorney general. You know, they are saying these issues that are popping up. I mean, Abigail Spanberger saying, hey, I want Virginia to be a sanctuary state. Yep. Those are the policies she wants. They recognize that would be a disaster for the Commonwealth. They want an attorney general that's not focused on being a social justice warrior, but an attorney general that's focused on being the people's protector. And we're proud of the work we've done on going after repeat violent offenders and lowering our murder rate in Virginia. I took office. It was a 20-year high. They're proud of the work we've done going after fentanyl dealers. My office has prosecuted enough fentanyl and gotten enough fentanyl off the streets of Virginia that would have killed and murdered 7 million Virginians. They're proud of the fact that Virginia now has the number one drop, or the number one drop in addiction deaths of any state in the entire country, more than double the national average. by going after these fentanyl dealers, by getting people treatment with addiction. We're incredibly powerful at work. And so I'm very, very mindful of my role as a people's protector. I want to continue. I'm asking Virginians to rehire me to continue to protect them. So we love the contrast with weak and woke Jay Jones. We look forward to comparing our resumes moving forward.
Let me ask you a question while I've got you. And I remind everybody, Jason Bejar is the attorney general. My opinion, I think he's done an absolutely outstanding job, a stellar job these past 4 years. I've seen some of the advertising on behalf of Mr. Jones, and I'm trying to figure out, is he running for Attorney General of Virginia, or has he decided his mission somehow is to target Donald Trump about everything that Donald Trump does? I don't get it.
Yet again, it shows he doesn't even understand the office he's running for. If he wants that role, then he needs to be running for U.S. Senate or Congress. He's more than welcome to go to Washington. In fact, he brags the brief period of time that he served as an assistant attorney general in the D.C., the local District of Columbia AG's office. Just for the record, the average arrest record of someone who's picked up on a homicide charge in Washington, D.C. is 11 prior arrests. So I don't know why you would anyway emphasize that. But yeah, he seems to want to pick fight with politicians in Washington. I want to focus on protecting Virginia families. Yeah. And that's the real difference between the two of us. But it just shows the show. He's never had even the slightest inkling of what this job is. Your job is the top prosecutor in the Commonwealth of Virginia, being the people's protector. There's a reason why I've been endorsed by the Fraternal Order of Police, the Police Benevolent Association. And there's a reason why I've had over 78 sheriffs that have endorsed me. It is because law enforcement recognizes the partnership that we have built with them, that we stand with them. He has consistently stood against them. Every chance Jay Jones and the General Assembly had a chance to stand with law enforcement, he decided to stand with felons and against victims. That is his record. He cannot run from that. He was a proud social justice warrior when he was in the General Assembly. And that's why he really should be running maybe to be a social worker or a politician in D.C. Definitely should not be running for attorney general.
No, he really just does not seem to have much of a grasp on that. Now, these are the sorts of things that would occur at a debate. So let me ask you, as I asked you last time, how's that debate schedule working out with Jay Jones?
Well, he refuses to agree to a televised debate. We are doing a debate with the state bar in October, but we've had local media outlets that have offered to do a televised debate, but not too surprising. Weak and woke Jay Jones is too soft and too scared to appear to me on a debate stage. Because, listen, he's never had to defend his record, not once. When he was in the House of Delegates, he represented a very, very deep blue district. He's never had to explain. I mean, I like to say Virginia is not a red state or a blue state. It's a common sense state. His record is not common sense. His record is nonsense. This is a man who voted to allow men into women's sports. He voted to end the reporting requirement of sexual batteries in our schools, which directly led to that scandal in Loudoun, where a 15-year-old boy put on a skirt, walked in the girls' bathroom, brutally sexually assaulted that other 15-year-old student, and then rather than being reported to police, was transferred to another school where he committed a second sexual assault against another innocent teenage girl. This is an individual that has a record that simply does not match the common sense Virginia that we all know. And so I look forward to the contrast as we head into the fall.
Well, listen, I certainly wish you the best of luck on all of this.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
I look at your record the last 4 years, and I'm just thrilled at what you have been able to accomplish. I know there's a lot of work still remaining. Like every parent, I look at what's going on in Loudoun and Fairfax, and I think, oh, good Lord, no, that is wrong on every single solitary level. And as you point out, Jay Jones seems to think that that's just exactly what should happen. Jason, I would have a nightmare trying to imagine where he would be on those stories, those issues, those criminal acts as the Attorney General.
Well, it'd be great for the legacy media to actually ask him those questions. And I agree with you because he has a record that's indefensible.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Period, end of story.
Listen, for folks who do want to learn a little bit more about you, perhaps maybe get a sign, maybe help out, what's the best way for them to do
that? Yeah. Go online. You just could in jasonforvirginia.com or jasonmiaras.com or just Google jasonmiaras.com. We have a drop-down button there where you can request how to get involved in the campaign, how to support the campaign, how to put a sign in your yard, a bumper sticker in their car. Because, listen, your vote is your voice. Yep. We want Virginians to make sure their voice is heard. We don't want a Maryland or Virginia. You could just look at Maryland. Disaster that has happened when the Democrats get control of all branches of government. Maryland has gone from, you know, Larry Hogan leaving office. They had a tax rebate, and they had a surplus to tax and spend. Maryland is now the third highest tax state in the country after New York and after California. So today's Democratic Party is aggressive progressive. They really do more in line with California. That's why they're raising so much money. They're raising much more money in California, New York, and Massachusetts than they're raising from Virginia. And it's because they want to bring these aggressive left-wing policies into Virginia. They're going to hurt Virginians. They're going to raise our energy prices. They're going to make us less safe. That is their agenda. Virginia's going to be less secure if they get in office. And we are thriving as Virginians right now. We have gone from 46th in the country in job creation when we took office, the top five, $130 billion in new investment, being named the best state in the country to do business. And yeah, we have 1.5 job openings for every Virginian looking for a job today. So the Virginia right now is thriving. Businesses are coming here, moving here, but that's because of good leadership. It did not happen by accident. We got to make sure Virginia continues to grow at this great Virginia turnaround that we saw with Governor Youngkin. We got to continue that path.
Absolutely. Let's keep a good thing going. Well, I am very proud to say that I've got Jason Miari's signs in front of the house and in back of the house. You can't miss them. So,
oh, that's great.
Yeah, I appreciate what you're doing. Keep rolling there. We'll
thank
chat
you.
Again soon. Thank you, my friend.
Yep.
That is Jason Miari's. He's the Attorney General of Virginia. I'm just telling you. He has done an absolutely stellar job these last 4 years. Anybody remember the 8 years of Mark Herring? What an absolute utter disaster it was, and how that Attorney General's office became nothing more than a left wing piece of agitprop. Guess what Jason Miaris is doing? He's actually protecting Virginians. I love it. You want to go see ELP? Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, yeah, they're going to be performing at the Beacon Theater on September the 17th. Did you know that was the first concert, the first real concert that my friend Charles Pyle went to? Yeah, he's just texting me a note. Now, he's not eligible to win the ticket, so don't worry about it, but you can. We'll take caller number 7-833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Caller number 7, going to get a pair of tickets for ELP at the Beacon Theater. 520, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered.
for baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.